You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
You guys are coming down here to tour on or play Surf Rosa and Come On Pilgrim. How does it feel to have created something like that and to go out and still be touring it to this day?
Didn't really have a perspective on the longevity of it, but it feels good having not having expected this. You know, so that's that.
I mean you obviously didn't expect it, but do you feel like you had a lightning in the bottle type moment when you were recording it at the time? Were you like, oh shit, fuck, that was awesome?
Yeah. There was that feeling that we made something cool. And it felt great. Felt really good.
Mm-hmm. Do you have...
And, you know, to be fair, we had a big buzz going on prior to having that, recording that record. So we kind of knew that people liked it already, but we just had to document it.
Mm-hmm. Before hitting the studio and recording Come On Pilgrim and Surf Rosa, had you toured abroad?
No, we were Surf Rosa, what happened there? We were already touring abroad after Come On Pilgrim. Mm-hmm. But even before Come On Pilgrim, we already graduated to weekend nights in Boston, you know. That's how you kind of like go up the ranks, mm-hmm, in the local scene, is, you know, playing Friday and Saturday nights.
In those early times with Pixies, were you beginning to make a living from playing shows, or was it still, were you still like sort of cobbling together a living, working multiple jobs?
During Come On Pilgrim, I still had I was still working, and it wasn't until Surfer Rosa where I stopped doing my day jobs. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was curious about, obviously the Pixies sort of imploded around 92, 93. When that happened, what was it like to see the legacy of the Pixies grow and grow until you guys reformed in 2004?
I didn't think about it. I really didn't. Mm-hmm. From my perspective, I did not think about it at all. You know, I just thought that it was a natural progression of music. Mm-hmm. It's just pass the baton and keep going.
Mm-hmm. Had you sort of checked out from checking, like just keeping an eye on it, and it wasn't until you jump back into the scene that you became aware of it?
I was aware of it, you know. Mm. I mean, there was the grunge scene going on. I was aware of, you know, just rock music just kept going. Mm. When we formed back, it was like we really kind of never left, you know. Everything was in a time capsule for us, you know. The crowd was still the same age, you know, so yes. Looking out there is like, yeah, no one aged.
Now 2022, when you reflect back on that period of time, it's just like a drop in the ocean. It's such a 93 to 2004 is such a short instance. You guys have almost been together, well, you have been together longer than you've been apart, which is quite powerful. I mean, how has the creative process been for you, or changed since you had that first run, and now that you're back on, you know, you're back on form again? How do things work with you guys if you're writing new material and recording new material?
It's the same. Mm. It really is. What once we're in the studio, everything just comes down to making sure we don't suck. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the first and foremost thing that's on our mind. Mm. My mind, and I heard Charles say it too, it's like, this cannot be boring. Mm. So that's always the thing we go for. So it's basically feel.
How does one get into a zone where you don't suck if you're going into studio?
that's the work right there. You know, that's why you're just back in it. Mm-hmm. You're back into concentrating and just letting it go.
In your tenure in the Pixies, obviously you've been there from the get-go, but do you have any live experiences that stand out as ultimate Pixies live?
I would say, you know, playing this place that hardly any band gets to play, which is the Hollywood Bowl.
Whereabouts is the Hollywood Bowl, and why is it so special?
It's in Los Angeles, and it's, you know, the Beatles played live at the Hollywood Bowl, and it's just an iconic place, you know. Mm-hmm. It'd be like the, it's just, I mean, it's the ultimate show for me, in my mind.
When did you play the show? Or is it something that happens quite regularly?
No, it only happened once, and it might not ever happen again. Mm-hmm. So it's, I have no idea when we did it. Probably maybe, if I had to guess, 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm. How many people? And I mean, what was the energy like on the night?
It was good. We played really, we were tight. We were really, really on it that night. Mm-hmm. The night before, we were horrible.
Yes.
Just horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The last time I saw you down here in New Zealand would have been around 2011, and you're doing bootlegs of the live show then and there that evening. You could line up and get a bootleg afterwards. Is that something that you've continued in recent years, bootlegging the live show?
No, we don't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
No. We don't.
Did you manage to catch the live show that you were talking about earlier?
Oh, the Hollywood Bowl. I don't know if you did. I don't think so. We might have a board mix, but yes. We did not per se record it professionally.
Now, looking back at the Pixies catalog, is there anything that you're particularly fond of?
You know, obviously Surfer Rosa and Doolittle.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one that's dear to people's hearts, you know. And you know, it's with fans, it's always like Doolittle versus Surfer Rosa.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah. What about your playing? Is there anything that you're particularly proud of? Are there any particular licks or songs that you may not be a fan favorite but you love?
I love them all. You know, I like them all. I mean, Issue Weird has some, you know, those are wacky parts, you know, just, I generally like everything I've played. Mm-hmm. I do. Mm-hmm. I mean, generally, I loved everything I played. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Is there anything in particular that people can expect from the show at the Town Hall in Aotearoa, New Zealand?
I mean, you know, it's just going to be four people trying their best, you know.
Yes.
Every night. You know, I mean, you know, we treat every show like as if we're playing the Hollywood Bowl, you know. We treat every show like we got to, you know, once again, we can't suck tonight, you know.
Is there anything Pixies do to get in the zone before a show?
You know, we enter the show. For me, I get ready by making sure I'm peaking at that time.
Mm-hmm. How does one do that? Just make sure you have the appropriate breakfast, lunch, dinner, and
I mean, have like a nutritious meals and make sure I'm exercising. You know, and then I walk around a lot in town, and then I take the pre-nap to the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always done that. It's not because I'm 50 plus. I've always like just took naps before shows just to get rid of the anxiety.
Mm. Just on the on playing abroad, is there a country in particular that really loves the Pixies? That is there an audience that you feel is the most receptive or the most excited when they see you play?
Geez, you know, people are generally pretty excited to see us. It's because of the we could play the entire globe now, so we can we have to skip countries. So when we go back, it's like, oh, they're back, you know. So that would be about it. But the place that's always I guess the most excited crowd, geez, that's tough to say. That really is.
Okay, you don't have to choose favorites. All right. Yeah. Mate, it's been an absolute pleasure. You probably get this all the time, but you've definitely made my day, and I love the Pixies, and I love everything you guys have done. So there you go, mate.
Great. All right. I'm looking forward to going to see you guys.
Yeah, I'll see you at the town hall. I'm looking forward to
it. All right, Johnny.
Okay. Cheers, mate.
Okay. Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.